Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Here we go, hour two of the Lori and Julia show. Hour one was pretty fun. We had a big time. We had the guy that wrote the flight attendant on the radio, for God's sakes.
Oh, I know.
He's a big deal.
And he texted me back.
We also had Matt Belanger on the radio, for
and
gosh sakes.
He texted us back, too. That's right. And I want to just note, I wanted to tell him this, but it's just kind of a beginner's thing, is you're not supposed to wash your windows on a sunny day. Do you guys know that? Because it dries too quick. It's just an issue because they're really hard to make them
Did
be
random
clear.
Thoughts already start?
Yeah, oh, really. Jesus, yeah. People. Can I just say one extra thing? Yeah. All right, I'll shut up and go back to my corner.
He's a new homeowner. Let him learn everything the hard way. Like all
but
the
I don't know if people
us.
Know that because I did it last year and you can't.
Yeah.
It's too streaky. It dries too quick. All right, back
Got
to
it.
You guys.
Okay.
It just does. That's just a little. Okay.
It's just random.
It is. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's going to find that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's because it's so hard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's using newspaper.
I know.
Because that really cleans a window well.
I bring it from here home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rocco probably doesn't even know
I
that.
Actually you did email that. A window cleaner this very day to book an appointment. And I thought, I'll surprise my wife and say, hey, honey, we're getting the windows cleaned for Mother's Day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That Lori's having a thing, but you're going to get her something else. We're already knowing that you're going to do something else.
Because my,
but I got to be honest. That
I'm
is
like,
a,
okay, you're giving her a present that you should be doing, first of all, that you could easily be doing.
Some houses it's hard.
Our joint checking account.
Right.
But no, I did work on some other gifts, too. It's
okay,
good.
Rock all this. Yes. Very, very good. Okay, now speaking of gifts, I thought this was just such an interesting story on the Today Show about the world of diamond jewelry is getting a makeover.
I know it is.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to throw the other one.
No, let's throw diamond jewelry first.
Okay.
I thought this is wild, too.
That one.
This morning, a major shift in the world of sparkle.
Introducing the Pandora Brilliance Collection.
The world's largest jewelry maker, Pandora, has announced it'll no longer sell diamonds mined from the earth. Instead, launching a new line of diamond jewelry created in a lab.
Can you tell the difference between a laboratory-created diamond and a mined diamond?
No, it's the same outcome. It's just created in a different way.
That's right. Unlike cubic zirconia, lab-made diamonds are visually indistinguishable from the natural variety. They also could be your wallet's best friend, up to 10 times less expensive than mined diamonds. And because the entire process is confined to a lab, far away from massive mines that often disrupt ecosystems, some argue they're easier on the environment. That's especially important to younger consumers like Adam and Jocelyn when they shopped for their dream engagement ring.
The technology involved in lab-grown diamonds is new and exciting and sustainable.
Major retailers such as Kay Jewelers, Blue Nile, Zales, Jared, and James Allen now offer both lab-made and mined options, while some high-end brands like Tiffany only sell the mined variety. Some arguing that lab-made diamonds could be quick to lose value because they're less rare.
What do you say to a consumer who thinks that lab-made diamonds aren't as exclusive, aren't as desirable?
We have to explain to them that a diamond is a diamond.
So are lab-made diamonds really forever? Only time will tell. For today, Erin McLaughlin.
Okay, I saw this story and I want to discuss it.
Okay. Diamond hands, and are they going to be less money? Because if it's the same, will it be the same price?
No, they're cheaper. They're cheaper. That was part of a story I saw too.
Okay.
They're going to be cheaper. I mean, if someone gave you
If it's indistinguishable, for I don't care if it didn't come from the earth. I guess I'd rather.
But think of all the diamonds you have now and the value that they have. And now there's this new line of diamonds that they can make in a factory.
But it doesn't make any diamonds you might have less valuable.
Who's to say? Who can say?
Well, if you but Tiffany's, have they really said the high fancy end jewelry, you have dates and you got all your stuff. You know, yeah. I don't have anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah. You know.
I do. Yeah. I have one thing. Right. Well, I have two.
Don't worry about the value.
No, I'm just saying. No, but I'm saying, would you? So you wouldn't mind it if
diamonds
you.
Diamonds for every hand, please.
But I mean.
No, yeah, I have no problem with this.
Well.
Think about it. We had to learn about blood diamonds from that Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Right, and we used to advertise North Star diamonds that were mined.
Without children mining them.
No one was doing that.
Driving out people and slave labor and stuff like that.
I mean, and now they can manufacture them in a warehouse.
Because we didn't know about that. That was like a thing, like maybe, what was that, like 25 years ago where you wanted to know where your diamond came from? I don't know. But so anyway, I just thought that's a wild story.
I know it. Is there a name to these mined diamonds?
Well, Pandora will now only sell lab made. So if you get a Pandora brand ring, and I suppose they.
But Pandora never has struck me as a place that sold anything over like a half a carat.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know. Because like now they're going to be able to maybe sell some stuff. I don't know. I have diamond hands. I'm all for it.
So. All right. I just, because when they said Pandora was the brand, I never knew them to sell diamonds. You know what I mean? They sell diamond, littler ones to put in the bracelets or on the charms and things like that.
I think you have a dated idea of what Pandora is.
Someone can call me and correct me.
No, really. I mean, if you go in, like, I'm looking at Pandora
jewelry. I don't know that people go there for engagement rings or anything like that. I'm looking at their jewelry.
Yeah. Anyway,
all right.
This is a major shift in the diamond business.
Yes, it is.
Needed to share this exciting news, but I don't know. I'm skeptical if they'll drop the price. If they really will.
Well, that was one of the things that they were saying is that the price
should be
different.
Be less because it's not coming.
Well, here's a Pandora woman's fake ring. You know that looks like a diamond. It's $75, but so we'll see. Yep. I just don't know them for that. But yeah, but they said like Tiffany's will still sell the other kind. It'll be interesting.
They named all these other things.
Maybe
people are coming in, younger people come in. I don't even want anything that remotely has any suspicious activities once it came from the earth.
And if I can get it bigger and better and it looks the exact same. Well, don't you remember when cubic zirconias came out and how much fun those were?
Oh, yeah.
Those were so much fun because you could buy these big old, you know, 2-carat diamond rings.
The Jennifer Lopez. I got the pink ring. Rocco, I got the pink ring. I got the exact replica cubic zirconia of Jennifer Aniston's or Jennifer Lopez's pink ring she got when she was engaged to Ben Affleck.
And how much did that run you?
Oh, it was like $50. It was $30, $35. Yeah.
And it was there were CZs.
Yes.
So this is like an updated CZ.
That's
cubic zirconia. That's what we used to call them.
Because you could tell, you know, if it was in the right light or whatever. But it was good enough and fun enough for, you know.
There's going to be diamond snobs out there. Well, let me ask you this. If you're getting engaged to someone, okay.
Yeah.
And they present you with this beautiful ring.
Do you want a real diamond from the earth or one of these lab-developed diamonds? You can't tell the difference between either one, but one is a third of the price of the other, and then we can put it on a house. Yes, I'll take the lab diamond. I just am answering my own scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You will take the one from the earth that costs more money.
I'm not saying
that. House.
No, I already bought the house. No, I'm not saying that. I was just leery about it. It's just a new concept. I'm just wrapping. I'm not embracing it immediately. It's better for our environment. Supposedly, unless
I didn't know that diamond mining was bad, but I don't know that much. I learned about blood diamonds through the Leo movie. That was shocking.
I know, but I just think it's. I just wonder if you would be like, you know, it would be.
No, I'm saying like right now, if I'm like a young person in my 20s, and that would be the scenario I would 100% go with. The lab, a third of the price.
Right. No one can tell the difference.
That's
we'll get
right.
real platinum to go with it.
Yes,
that kind
I would
of thing.
Not care one whit about it. I would have no attachment to real diamonds because this would be my first diamond. dazzle me. Get me something even bigger.
All right.
Yeah. But
I'm mixed on it.
Yeah, because
I haven't embraced
it. We're in the old diamond in the dirt.
We are.
We're the diamond.
It would be like
dirt.
If someone gave you a CZ that was really good and passed it off as a diamond.
Oh, and that's happened.
Now, I know it has.
That is terrible.
So would you? I feel like if you're giving them the fake diamond that looks like a diamond, you should tell the person this isn't the real thing.
It's made. It's still a diamond. You heard that on the thing. It is indistinguishable from a diamond mined from the earth.
I don't know how that.
So I don't think you need to say.
So what? Okay.
Yeah. You know, what difference does it make if it came from the lab or the earth? It all depends on if people are even discussing that.
I don't know. You know, but wow.
Which they might be. But yes, you want your diamonds from the dirt. That's what I'm taking from that.
I think I do.
Yeah. Make people pay more for you. I get it. You've earned it.
Oh, you're such a creep. You're such a creep.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
I'm still getting my arms around a fake diamond that's manufactured in a building.
It's a lab manufactured indistinguishable diamond from a diamond from the earth.
It's going to be
I am here for these diamonds.
It's going to be like the new fake hamburger meat.
Fabulous.
You know, the hamburgers that taste like hamburgers but have no meat in them?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just getting used to it. All right, so we want to give a shout-out to all the nurses. It's National Nurses Day. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everybody, for your everything you did this past year.
What an exhausting year to be a nurse.
No kidding. So cheers to you guys. It's also, I want to give a shout-out to people who don't want to diet and just want to love themselves the way they are today. Today is no diet day.
I think every day should be no diet day.
I agree. Quite frankly. And it's National Beverage Day, and I want to give a shout out. We talked last week to Summer Lakes Beverages, the mixes.
Oh.
Because I went into one of my places.
Did you get it?
No, they didn't have it. And I'm like, well, you guys got to carry this, you know. Yeah. But those are the mixes, the margarita, the Paloma. This jalapeno margarita mix and stuff. And that I just wanted
to check with Thomas Liquor.
Would you
sure
please
sell it.
See if they have it? Because, boy, I just wanted some
Why
of that.
Why didn't they send us some?
Oh, for crying out loud.
No,
we need to go buy it. We want to help people go buy it. Two Haskell's, I think, carries it too.
I know, but I mean, they could have sent us some.
All right. Here is what's going to be happening. This is another thing that was on the news this morning about how people are getting creative, trying to figure out how to get that last 10% of people who aren't really going the extra mile to get vaccinated. How do we get them vaccinated? Here's what New York City's doing. Because Cleveland Indians, we're playing against them. The Twins are playing against them later this week. They're offering a $5 off the entrance fee if you get a vaccine. They're giving them there.
Exciting. Oh, they're giving them right there?
They're getting them. It's not a lot, but, you know, they're giving them right there, too. Here's what New York City's going to do. So we heard New York City's going to open up 100% for Broadway and everything this fall, right?
Yes.
And they already have 13th. Yep, three different shows are selling out right now. They're in The Lion King, Wicked, and Aladdin already have their tickets up for sales, and everyone else is just getting ready and gearing up for it. And Lin-Manuel... They're seeing him sporting a little bit of a ponytail, so people think he might go back when Hamilton comes back live in New York and do some shows.
And sure.
Yeah, so there, New York City is going to offer free vaccines. Mayor Bill de Blasio says that he is working on a program that would target tourists with free Johnson & Johnson doses at popular attractions like the Empire State Building, Times Square, Brooklyn Bridge Park, at the High Line, Central Park, amongst other places. To just get people out there that are lazy and don't want to sign up.
They're also trying to get maybe some Europeans or other countries from
to fly
all the world
there.
To come in, do tourism vaccine
exactly.
in the opposite direction to help out because they need international tourism to come back to New York.
Yes, nearly
just as much.
Before the pandemic, nearly 250,000 people saw a Broadway show every week.
Mm-hmm.
They have had, you know, no one for over a year. So I think it's smart. I think whatever we do, I think.
Yeah.
Set one up everywhere. I think so many people would do it.
Yeah.
If it's that convenient. This is kind of a cute.
It's that convenient right now for Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's harder in other countries.
It is harder in other countries.
They don't have as much.
They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. All right. So this is on people.com. It has a good ending. But this little boy was really excited when his mom's Amazon account was open, and he ordered $3,000 worth of SpongeBob popsicles.
What?
And they're not returnable. So, you know, your Amazon accounts mostly are linked up with your credit card. And so you go on there, and some frequent heavy users that go visit Mr. Jeff, you know, everything's set up and you just hit buy. So this boy, he was 4 years old.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Noah loves SpongeBob.
Oh, no.
And he bought 918 popsicles, and his mom is trying to get to nursing school. She's got a couple other kids.
Can it be affording this?
Well, this is what happened is his auntie set up a GoFundMe page, and they just wanted, their original goal was to get back the amount of the popsicles. It was $2,619. They got $5,700, so they've exceeded it.
But what do they do with all the popsicles?
Well, whatever you do with them.
Well, what do you do with them?
You put them in your freezer and you go down the block and see who has room in their freezer for them.
Well, that's a lot.
But they're not popsicles are non-refundable.
I can't even believe you can order popsicles through Amazon. That just disturbs me more than the lab.
Lori, don't you
diamonds.
Know that people have been grocery shopping through there?
Yes, I know. I know.
But they don't come frozen or anything.
No, I love it that disturbs you more than the
lab. Yeah, it does. I mean, the grocery shopping was the one thing that got me through the pandemic because I did go.
I know.
It was something.
Okay.
And there was nobody ever there. So I felt comfortable.
All right, someone is sent. We're weighing in on the lab diamonds here.
Oh, good.
Here's Deanna. She says, Lori and Julia, lab diamonds have the same exact chemical properties as earth mine diamonds, meaning if you had two diamonds side to side, you would not be able to tell the difference.
So I am on the side of the lab made diamonds because more diamonds, bigger diamonds, better diamonds, more fun.
There you go. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
All right. All right, tell me now, have you guys heard what they're trying to do in Amsterdam? They're trying to get rid of the red light district.
They kind of already have.
Yeah.
They kind of already have.
Have you been there, Rocco?
I never have for some strange reason.
I've only been to the airport. Lori, I'm sure you have.
I've been to the airport now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've stepped further and further away.
They're
from
trying
that.
To relocate the city's famed red light district. Mm-hmm. So here's what they're proposing to do. Is they have just unveiled their vision for a 5-floor exotic center complex, kind of like Mall of America.
Or like Sex World.
But that building. But huge, but like more like a huge place.
Like
Sex World
blocks.
Isn't that big.
Yeah. Several blocks.
5 stories. Yes, it is.
Because
I thought of Sex World.
That's how the street is.
Is Sex World still open?
You know, I thought of that when I was down at Cuzzy's the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't check it out.
I
remember my first
time
going in there. They bought our body perks.
Yeah, they sold the nipples.
Diablo Cody worked there.
She worked there, yes. Well, anyway, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have a Sex World, Lori.
Seems like they're open.
Yeah, that's good. They made it through.
They made it through.
Mm-hmm. Well, so many jokes.
I know. We're both, Lori and I are both just not, we're holding our tongues because whatever we say is going to be bad and naughty and wrong. Look at the time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to
little baby royal. Baby Archie is 2 years old today, and everyone across the pond involved with Buckingham Palace have made their wishes known on social media. Little Archie's too.
Go, little Archie. Go, Shorty.
Go, Shorty.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
We're
going to
party.
Sip some milk.
There's a cute picture of him with balloons from the backside. You know, that was
Holly posted
cute.
A bunch of pictures.
Yeah,
I mean,
cute.
This used to be May 6th, used to be my brother-in-law and George Clooney's birthday, but 2 years ago, Archie hijacked it.
Yeah, he did. But here's the deal. George Clooney's 60.
Yes, he is.
He's 60 today. Happy birthday, Gio.
We posted a bunch of photos of him going down memory lane with his, and also the very hilarious, he's doing another Omaz thing. So we posted that also.
Right.
That little thing. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the Bill Gates thing, as each new day has dawned since Monday, since we learned that Bill and Melinda Gates were getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. And I'm kind of like, people were upset about this.
I told you I was, and so was Shannon. I text Shannon right after show, and she's like, I was too. I was upset.
Why is that?
Because to me, they
27 years?
It wasn't even the time. It's just that their partnership felt so solid that they worked on something together. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, They were saving the world from malaria. They were making big differences as a couple. Mm-hmm. They were always interviewed as a couple. It was both of their names were on the foundation. It felt like such a partnership that it wasn't just about him.
Thank you for explaining that, because those of us who were not sensitive to this kind of thing, I was just like, I was wanting more like to know. Doesn't really surprise me. Where's the dirt?
That's you did. I was totally like, I feel like this couple was someone to aspire to be, because their relationship worked beyond the relationship part of it. They were really partners.
Got it. Right. In the I mean, Rocco, would you have thought of that? I know
that's what I was upset about. And you guys are staring at me. You're like, Jalia, get over it. And I'm like, no, I talked to my friend Shannon and I said, I'm upset about it. And she goes, me too, because it felt like a letdown, because they were a couple that did more than just be a couple. They did bigger things
right.
as a couple.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
But they still can.
Well, I know, okay. But you never saw Mackenzie be with Bezos. You know, they were separate. She was behind the scenes.
Yes.
Bill and Melinda Gates. The names were synonymous to each other with that foundation and saving the world.
Okay. So, and at first it sounded like it was an amicable split. You know, we find out that they just wanted to go on separate paths as they navigate the next chapter of their life. Then we learn, you know, there was no prenup. And he's got about $130 to $140 billion net worth. And then, you know, we learned that he had transferred $1.2 billion worth of a specific two types of stock to her on the day that she filed. And then we found out then that, you know, the day after that, that they had a thing. An agreement where he got to have a long beach weekend on the Outer Banks of North Carolina with this former girlfriend, a serious girlfriend he had before Melinda, and that he even asked her if she approved of Melinda. Melinda Gates herself has told the story of walking in. They've been playing this one. And Bill had a whiteboard going with the pros and cons of marrying her.
What a nerd. That's just a nerd brain, isn't it?
Right.
That's a nerd brain. I mean, who thinks?
Yeah.
But we do lists like that on a sheet of paper.
Absolutely. But I mean, but not the most romantic thing in the world to, you know.
You don't want to know that someone's doing it, but everybody does this.
She knew this about him and accepted it. And she was, I guess, fine with him going hang gliding, dune bugging, and long walks on the beach with the girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend, and she's 70 now, and Bill's 65, but apparently they have done this tradition. He has this long weekend. He negotiated that.
In the late 80s.
No, but he negotiated before they got married.
Right.
Hey, there's this one thing. And I got to say, I negotiated at least 5 girls' weekends that Casey, I said, in no way, and that he had to go to my mom's every other year for Christmas before I'd agree to marry him.
So you did have a couple things
I did.
In there,
I mean,
and I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Related, but I didn't have anything that involved
another couple.
Boyfriend.
Right, or girlfriends, or whatever it would be. Any exes. Okay.
So we find that out, and then page 6 has a story about that Bill has an interpreter who he's worked with she's been his interpreter for 7 years, and that there was maybe some... You know,
his Chinese
sake drinking, or was she Japanese or Chinese interpreter? Probably Chinese.
She was.
And she deny, no. And then we hear today.
Oh, now this I don't know.
That apparently these two were, this is not a good split. These two planned to announce it back in March. When they were going to break the news. And apparently all the kids are on her side of everything. And she's rented an island.
As one does when you're a billionaire.
For $132,000 a night in Granada. It's an island off of Granada. That's the airport you'd fly into.
Wow.
She rented the whole island for... whomever she invited, her kids, if they have a significant other, their youngest is 18.
Yeah.
And I mean, most people aren't going to clear $132,000 in taxable income. You can't believe it's a night.
No.
A night.
No.
And everyone in the family was invited but Bill. Okay. And why is everyone taking Melinda's side? You know, yes, we've got the interpreter, the translator, Shelley Wang.
She's
got
the denied it up and down, sideways and backwards.
Right, right. All we know is that Bill is not on the private island with his family to escape the media attention.
Okay.
And
where is he?
Well, I don't know, but today he shifted. He transferred 25 million shares of Diet Coke Mexico to Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
So the money is moving in these increments of stock. And also, she also got yesterday $155 million of Grupo Televisa, which is like Univision.
Right.
And then, you know, then she got the AutoNation Canadian National Railway, $2 billion worth of stock on Monday, the day of the divorce filing.
So what is your sneaky suspicion thinking? Because you've had this since the beginning that there's something up.
Well, here is what I think they've been separated for a while.
Yeah.
I think that Melinda has asked her husband to, I don't know, be more present or do something where he's not always, you know,
in his nerd brain.
Yeah, in his nerd brain. And the other thing that I'm thinking is that, I mean, he gave her $2 billion on the day that she announced the divorce. She filed the divorce paper. This is not usually a typical thing. And
but they said when she filed, they had already agreed on the financial things. So that was probably part of the deal.
Maybe it is, but I feel like he screwed up bad.
And he's trying to kiss butt and get her back.
I don't know what he did, but I think it's ugly. We may find out about it. There's so much money about this. I think that there could be something there as far as the fact that, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was like a black widow spider. He got a lot of famous and wealthy people in different industries to come to his island. This is how billionaires and very, very come to my island. I'll send my jet for you. This is how these people roll. And so Bill Gates, you know, so there's been politicians. There's been, I mean, all kinds of people from a lot of different walks of life are on the logs of visiting Jeffrey Epstein's island.
So you think that Bill Gates has this
breakup?
He's
also visited his townhome. There's been that. And he's also...
Oh, allowed, Lori, are you alleging that?
No, just let me finish. Right. And he allowed Epstein to funnel Gates's donations to MIT. He acted as a conduit. This was sort of the brilliance of, if you watch Surviving Jeffrey Epstein, he talked many people into things. And I don't know that he was that Epstein wasn't just having this as like some collateral for future down the road. But the thing is that all this stuff happened after the conviction in Florida, where he got the very suspicious slap on the wrist for sex trafficking of young women. And maybe Melinda finally got around to watching Surviving Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, I loved your little sneaky Lori.
Okay, but she watched it and she's like, Bill, why did you keep up your association with him even though he was spending a year in jail? Mm-hmm. You knew there was enough there that he got a light slap on the wrist, but he was convicted. And all these people, a lot of people quit having ties with him.
Right.
Bill Gates maybe is a nerd. He didn't know about it. He doesn't read National Enquirer or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking too.
You know, I'm not saying that anything, but Jeffrey Epstein targeted influential people, particularly in tech, to launder his money. That is a known thing.
Okay.
So, there's the New York Times did a story about Jeffrey Epstein and his
strategies.
Tech people that he targeted and had friendships with all. And he was a smart guy. I mean, my God, that guy got hired at an all-girls prep school, didn't even have a college degree.
I know.
Rock, where you watch
I gotta
that?
Tell you, this theory is finally getting me interested in this story.
Thank you.
Now I'm in. I want to know more about this.
Oh, no, I don't want to know anything about this.
Well,
it's bugging me
but
I'm uncomfortable.
Is that she was mad at him, like that maybe there's been other cases where he's been taken advantage of because he's just kind of like sometimes he's so smart, but other times he's street smart, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so there's that, but that was just like maybe the final thing, you know, the final, like the camel that broke the back and
straw that broke
the straw, whatever yeah. that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the camel that broke the back.
I really felt like Donnie there for a
right?
second.
Thank you, because that was, I was slaughtering that thing. But anyway, so there's just, you know, there's kind of a, you know, there's that whole creepy factor. And yeah, there's a New York Times article that came out in 2019, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates, and other targeted people, you know, probably Elon Musk, who might have been enticed by him. I mean, all kinds of people were. It, mm-hmm. if you just, it's been so long since we watched that documentary. That was early in the pandemic, you know?
All right.
Where we were just like agog at there was so much horrible
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it really was.
So anyway, she's on the island with all the kids and her family. It's an 80-acre island, and he wasn't invited, and she got a lot more stock today. And
but just, when, what year was that, Lori, that he went to the island?
It doesn't matter. It's just, it was, this was the long game for Epstein. Remember, right. he didn't think he was going to be suicided right. in jail.
Right.
He was protecting himself long term because all of his money is dirty.
Yes, got it.
Oh, geez. All right, listen, we'll be back for Hollywood Speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood Speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
This headline almost made me cry. I'm not going to lie.
I'm worried about it.
I'm not going to lie. Here's the headline. Gen Z and Justin Bieber have helped Crocs stock more than double. Those hideous foam.
Lori, I don't know. You've never worn a Croc.
Listen, I accept them on people in high stress positions.
You're so kind and forgiving.
This is for the first time I'm on the side of a boomer issue, okay? Because I'm Jen Joneser.
What's the name of the word?
What?
That we call
Chuggies. Yeah.
Can't remember the name of the
word. Donna and Steve or somebody, they were like, what's a Chuggie? They didn't realize that it's not
It's just Chuggie.
That's how Chuggie they are. That they didn't okay, even know. They even, thought it was a something.
Okay, that's funny.
I know.
Well, okay, so.
Gen Z has finally found a way for me to side with a boomer. Somebody who's 15 years older than me. I completely agree. These are not acceptable shoes. But these collabs with Bieber and Post Malone.
Oh, people love them.
And I think Bad Bunny has one out.
I don't know why. You've never put a pair on your feet, so you don't understand.
Julia, high density foam. I lived through jellies, okay?
No, these have nothing. Well, I lived through jellies, Julia, too. These are comfortable. Julia, you would die how comfortable they are.
Julia, comfort's got nothing to do with it. There's no
I was in Nordstrom last night, and they are selling them right in.
I know.
The women's shoe department, there are Crocs.
If you bought Croc stock last year, you are as happy as if you bought Doge coins 3 years ago.
Yeah, but no, seriously, the Crocs are all the rage. They're comfortable. They're easy. You just slip them on, Lori.
It's doubled since 2020. This was the stock also to buy.
This was the stock. The Croc stock was the pandemic shoe. It was a slip-on rubber shoe that you don't care about.
And Gen Z didn't know about it. Neither did the TikTokers.
So this is a whole new group of people because they came out probably, 10, 15 years ago?
At least.
Yeah. I have a red pair from when they first came out. Oh, they went way down.
Way down.
But then we'd see, because at one point there were Croc stores, I think, and they had the Croc sandal. They had the Croc.
And they had some other cute kind of sandals.
Yeah, a Croc wedge. Yeah, yeah. I bought a Croc wedge. Yeah. It was not comfortable.
Croc wedge.
Oh, yeah. They came out.
They had a bunch
of different styles.
Yeah.
But because their bottom, it's probably patented, but the cush is real. It is something that's real.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you agree?
Well, shoe will not be seen on me, but I wished I'd bought the Croc stock. Okay.
Crocs.
I wish I had seen this.
He does. It's another C word. She likes anything with the four letter C word. It's her favorite. Okay. Oh, it's another four letter C word. Not to be confused with the crock pot.
Naturally. Sony Cinderella starring Camila Cabello is getting pulled from theater release at the end of July and being moved to Amazon. Is there a Hollywood speak in this story?
It stinks.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. There's Camilla Cabello. Yeah, I think it stinks. But why would you... You know,
it was going to open on the big screen. I mean, movie theaters are going to be open.
We're going to a movie. You're going to The Quiet Place,
too. I'm going to Quiet Place, too. That would be the first movie I see in the theater. It opens Memorial Day weekend. We posted the trailer. I screamed out loud 3 times.
I'm tasting the buttered popcorn right now with milk duds. As you're saying this, that sounds so good. AMC Theater, you're right up the block. You could deliver some.
We'll yeah, okay, but you. Cinderella was written by Kay Cannon, who wrote under Tina Fey at 30 Rock, and she also created the Pitch Perfect franchise. This sounded like it was going to be a good Cinderella.
We just had a Cinderella.
Billy Porter is the fairy godparent, yeah. And Idina Menzel is the evil stepmother.
Maybe it just didn't work.
Brosnan is King Rowan, and Minnie Driver is Queen Beatrice. I mean, I kind of had high hopes for this movie.
Well, it sounds like a fun cast. I don't know why it's going to Amazon, but it obviously...
I am wondering if they have previewed it and they just think
they
it's
can't
not
fix it.
Going to work.
Well...
That's the likely story. Okay.
You'd think they'd go back to the editing room, but maybe they cut too much or maybe it just didn't work enough. But you'd think.
Okay. Here's right. another one. Did anyone
I don't
believe...
feel like we accomplished anything in that one except for to say that there were a lot of good names with it and it's no longer going to be on the big screen.
And there's I'll watch it on Amazon.
Of course. 100%.
Did anyone believe that Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian would last a decade?
Not at the time. Not at the time, but I think he likes her stability and money.
But doesn't he? He's working right now.
He's working, but she has real money.
Yeah.
She has, you know, royalty money. Real, real, real early on money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think she's kind of a lovely person.
I think he's been screwing around on her throughout their entire relationship.
Oh, Lori, you are always thinking the worst of him. Just because he's got darling dimples you can fall into does not mean that he is screwing around on her.
Julia, let me explain something about being easy.
Oh, God,
once you've been easy, it's very hard to go back. He's easy. Easy to flirt your way into. I mean, he doesn't do it in any kind of a blatant way, but he finds... getting women easy. It's so easy. All he has to do is smile.
But Lori, a lot of people find that, but people can change.
Maybe. I just think that he's dabbled here and there.
No, I don't want to think that.
Oh, Julia.
Rocco, do you think that?
I don't have an opinion on those two. I barely know who he is.
Well, he's beautiful. But Lori, we know people who have been easy, quote unquote.
Yeah, no, me.
Who change. I was going to say you, but I was... trying not to.
Right.
But you changed. Why can't other people change?
Julia,
I mean, this is the truth, Rocco.
Did you just compare to Eddie Cibrian? Is that
well, yeah, I feel like, you know.
She was easy.
Yeah.
And not meaning, and what you didn't clarify it as being, you clarified it as it was so easy to get.
For Eddie Cibrian, I just...
You don't trust him.
I don't really trust him at the end of it. And that's why she so often goes with him on location.
Well, look at what happened to Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas, because she said he will always be with her. And she said, I will always be with you. And then apparently one trip she didn't go and he hooks up with the dancing partner.
That's right, Julia. So
follow through.
Yeah, and she does pretty much go on location with him. So, yeah. I mean, it's just where he's been able to sneak it in and get someone to sign something.
Oh, gosh, I still don't think it. All right, fine. But they have, is it 10 years already? And that was so tumultuous. And then Brandy Glanville, I feel like she has just gone downhill in 10 years big time.
Yeah.
I mean, and doesn't do anything to help herself, you know?
Yeah,
take a pause, take a time out.
Yeah.
He is a sad case.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope that she's fine. And her boys are starting to not need her as much. That's always a delicate time.
It's the worst.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.